الله على مآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And again, we meet with the book, with the Islamic book, Islamic laws, or His Eminency Sayyid Ali Hussein Sistani. And yesterday we reached to issue number 322, number 3, and today we will start with it. Within point number, again I repeat the issue, what it talks about. It talks about it is not obligatory to perform wudu for sajdatay sahw. It is not obligatory. So, for the obligatory tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, we have to make what? We have to make wudu. We have to make wudu. Because tawaf, it is part of pilgrimage, part of hajj, and we have to make wudu. And number four, it is if a person has made a vow, another vow, another, or a solemn pledge, a solemn pledge, or taken an oath, or taken an oath for wudu, so he has to make wudu. It means he make oath or solemn pledge or vow, nadar. In all these cases, he should be on wudu all the time. He should perform wudu all the time. Point number five. If a person has made a vow, nadar, for example, that he would kiss the Holy Quran, so in this case, he has to perform wudu before he is kissing the Quran. Number six, for washing and making pure the Holy Quran. It means, in this issue, it means that Quran has fallen in a dirty place, in lavatory or something like that, without meaning that, it means it falls just like that, so which has become najis. Quran has become najis. When he becomes obliged, and if somebody obliged to touch the script of the Holy Quran with his hand, so he must be what? He must perform wudu. Or some other part of his body, but or if other parts of his body touch the Quran, in this case he should perform wudu. He should perform wudu. Okay, but if the delay by making wudu causes further discretion of the Holy Quran, one should take it out from lavatory, etc., or make it pure without performing wudu. So, if he has to take time to perform wudu and then he come and take the Holy Quran from this place, and this will make further discretion, so in this case he doesn't have to perform wudu and he has to hurry up and take the Holy Quran from this place without performing wudu. Alright, within issue 300, number 323, It is haram to touch the script of the Holy Quran. It is haram to touch the script of the Holy Quran with any part of one's body. Okay, is that forever or with wudu or without wudu? Let's see. Without performing wudu, so you have to perform wudu and then you can touch the script of the Holy Quran. However, there is no harm in touching the translation of the Holy Quran in any language without wudu. So, with Arabic script of Holy Quran, it is haram to touch the script of Holy Quran without performing wudu. But if there is translation for the Holy Quran in another language, so you cannot, you can touch it without performing wudu. Issue 324. It is not obligatory to prevent a child. It is not obligatory to prevent a child or an insane person from touching the secret of the Holy Quran. So it doesn't matter for a child or insane person to touch the secret of the Holy Quran. It means without wudu, without performing wudu, the child or the insane person. However, if their touching the Holy Quran violates its sanctity, okay, if their touching violates the sanctity of the Holy Quran, they should be prevented from touching it. So in this case, if they're touching the Quran or the secret of the Quran, they make violates its sanctity. So in this case, we have to prevent them from touching the script of the Quran or the Quran itself. Issue number 325. It is haram as an obligatory precaution. It is haram as an obligatory precaution to touch the name of Allah or his special attributes without wudu, in whichever language they may have been written. So in any language that the name of Allah or any of his attributes, we cannot touch them without what? Without performing wudu. So we must first of all perform wudu, then we can touch the name of Allah, his attributes. Not only that, and it is also better not to touch but without wudu, what the names of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Holy Imams, the Infallible Imams, and Janab Fatima Zahra, peace be upon them. So we should not touch the dollar bill. You forgot, before a while we said, yes, exactly. The dollar bill, without performing wudu. Why? Because it has the name of, but you know, it is not the name of Allah. They just written in God we trust, if I'm not wrong. They said in God we trust. Yes. So we said, the name of Allah, or his special attributes. just like the on the one and the eternal and these attributes. Okay? And if it is true that, for example, they wrote Allah, okay, so we cannot touch it without performing wudu. We cannot touch it. Why you go to the dollar? Go to the Iraqi flag. Iraqi flag has the name of Allah, isn't it? So we cannot touch it without what? Performing wudu. So we cannot touch 1,000. So the 1,000 has the name of Allah without performing wudu? Yes. Dinar, but yes, exactly. Since it has the name of Allah, we cannot touch it without what? Without performing wudu. It is haram. It is haram. It is fatwa. It is vertical. It is. Yes, it is. And really, people, they don't care, they didn't pay attention for this. For that, Sayyidina, you see that all ulama, they are on wudu all the time. For 24 hours, they are on wudu. It will come in the next few issues that we should keep on wudu all the time. We should keep on wudu on time in order not to make this mistakes, really. Not to break fatwa, not to obey fatwa. By what? By not being on wudu. So, better not to touch without wudu. He names, okay, we finished that. Now, issue number 300. Which people you mean? Not Muslims? People who aren't Muslims? So they have to not to touch. You mean people on the street? Yes, the normal people, absolute, all of them, each one. We're talking about Muslims. We're talking about Muslims. Muslims shouldn't touch the name of Allah, shouldn't touch one of his attributes without what? Without being on wudu. And we have to explain this. Yes, really it is a big problem. Really it is a big problem. So they do such thing without taking the advice of the specialist, without taking the advice of just like ulama. So when the issue is related with such a staff which needs fatwa, they have to come and ask. But unfortunately, those people, they don't ask, and they consider themselves they above the others, and they are the most clever ones. And this is really, as you said, it is a big problem. Absolutely, it is a big problem. Really. I don't know. Within issue number 326. So, issue number 326. If a person performs wudu or ghusl before the time for prayers, so he could he make or he perform wudu or ghusl before what? Before the time of prayers, in order to be in state of purity. This is the aim, to be in a state of purity. Okay, they will be deemed valid. They will be deemed valid. So his wudu is valid, not void. And even if he performs wudu near the time of salat, with the knee of preparing himself for salah, there is no objection. There is no objection. Okay? Even if he perform wudu before the time of salah. Okay, never mind. Issue number 327. If a person believes that the time for prayers has set in and makes the niyyah of wajib wudu. You see, person believes that the time of prayers has set in, okay, and makes the niyyah of wajib wudu. So, and then realizes after performing the wudu that the time for the prayers had not set in. His wudu is in order. His wudu is valid. His wudu is in order. Okay. I think these issues aren't difficult, or they it doesn't need more explanation than the words of the jurist himself. Issue number 328. Wudu is mustahab for the following purposes. So here we have some purposes. We have to be on wudu. We have to be on wudu. What are these purposes? Salat mayyit, it is mustahab. It is not obligatory to what? To be on tahara, to be on wudu, on ablution, perform ablution. And visiting the graves. When you visit the grave, you should be on wudu. Ah, yes. You check this? Really, I didn't pay attention. You are right. It is Surat Al-Ikhlas. It is written right here. So it is haram to touch it without wudu. You are right. Yes, you are right. I know people, they don't pay attention. Even the normal people, I don't know, they just oh, this is a problem. Actually, most of them, I don't know, maybe they don't know, or they don't care, or they are ignorant. Really, I don't know. Yes, as you said, it is even sometimes enter their exactly under their feet. You're right. Not under their feet. They sometimes throw it in the bars where they are drunk. Okay, they throw it in the lavatory. They cut it off. They put it in dustpan. Many things. So it is haram in all these cases, because it has the name of Allah or one of His attributes, or like the 1,000 Iraqi dinars has Al-Tawheed Surah. Surah Al-Tawheed. This is haram to touch it without ablution, without wudu. So, it is mustahab to do wudu when you're visiting the graves. You see, it is mustahab to perform wudu when you're visiting the graves, and also when you're entering a mosque, you should you have to be on wudu. This is mustahab. And entering the shrines of the holy prophets and imams alayhim salam, you should be also, not should be, but it is mustahab to be on ablution for reading, writing, and touching the margin or border of the holy Quran or for keeping it with oneself. It is mustahab. According to me, I'm all the time when I'm out, most of the time that I have my pocket Quran, so I'm on wudu all the time. And before going to bed or sleep, you mustahab to make wudu. It is also mustahab that person already in wudu should perform a fresh wudu for every salat. A fresh wudu, listen, a fresh wudu, it means you have old wudu and the new wudu. So it is good for you if you make a fresh wudu. And Imam said, if you do ablution and after a while you make another ablution, yes, renew it. Why not? Renew it without making something invalidate your wudu. For example, now I am on wudu, okay? After a while I want to sleep or read Quran, so I renew my wudu. Doesn't matter. Al-wudu ala wudu, nurun ala nur. This is the words of Imam. So, and also I see, if he has performed wudu for any one of the above purposes, he can commit all acts which require wudu. If he has wudu, okay, so he can commit all acts which requires wudu, like, yes, like salah, like reading Quran, and visiting holy shrine, anything. Maybe you do the prayers, mustahab prayers. For example, he can even pray without wudu, with that wudu. If he do mustahab wudu, he can pray with that mustahab wudu. It doesn't matter. So now we came to another topic, things which invalidate the ablution. That will be inshallah for tomorrow. Issue number 329, inshallah, tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.